something, then pulled the woman close and kissed her so thoroughly that Grace actually felt a blush stealing into her cheeks. Feeling distinctly like a voyeur, she glanced away. Sadie and Dylan were so happy, so in love, so perfect together. If they weren't her friends, she'd be making gagging noises right now and telling them to get a room. But even though she didn't believe in monogamy and marriage and all that other hoopla for herself anymore, she absolutely respected Sadie's joy. Each to her own, right? She risked another look and saw the coast was clear. They were just talking now, smiling goofily at each other, their fingers intertwined. Watching their interplay, noting the teasing glint in Dylan's eyes, the gentleness in their hands as they caressed each other almost unconsciously, an odd yearning sensation spread out from the region of Grace's heart, sneaking up the back of her throat and triggering the hot sting of tears behind her eyes.
Whoa! What the hell was that about?
Blinking furiously, Grace reached for her sunglasses and sniffed surreptitiously. Trying to shake off the moment, she shifted in her chair and frowned at the tabletop. Maybe she was allergic or something. Maybe the Angora sweater would have to go back. She snorted at her lack of belief in her own excuses and forced herself to look at her friends again. What she